The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
It's Monday, here we go.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
There it is.
A pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us. It is Monday. It is June 18th. Happy post Father's Day. Hope you had a great, great Father's Day weekend. Thank you, first and foremost. 7 after 6 o'clock with Frankie and Al. And Debbie, it's so great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, am970theanswer.com. And thank you. The notes, the messages, the goodwill, the love that you sent, you know, via social media on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram and emailing and texting. Thank you. With all my heart, thank you. You know, because it was I was born on Father's Day back when Woodrow Wilson was president. It was many years ago. I had a quiet morning in Passaic, New Jersey. Why do I sound like Gilbert Gottfried all of a sudden? So I'm born on Father's Day, and you know, every once in a while, birthday falls on Father's Day. I was so humbled by the kids. I'll tell you all about it. So humbled by my children. So, and I tell you these things because I know sometimes you go through what I go through, and we're all in this together. You know, we're all in this together, right? And there is light at the end of the tunnel. I'll tell you about it as we get there, if I can. Because it was great, and it's, you know, you think, God, what am I doing? How hard do I have to work? And how unjust the court system is in regards to the children. They never think about the kids, man. They never think about the kids in the courts, right? And then you go, boom, and then a day like yesterday, and it was great, and it was glorious, and I am very, very grateful. But now all day I'll be looking over my shoulder. You have that good day. You're my age. You have a good day. The next day, you go, what are the shoes going to drop now? Hold on a second. So, but let me break down the news. See, it's the weather today is the big story, and a lot is going on. And we'll break it all down for you on AM 970. The Answer, Rick Klein. We're going to get into politics in a big way with Rick, the political director for ABC News, Long Island's finest. And Rick will join us just in about a half an hour, and we'll break down politics. Commissioner Bernard Kirk is with us. Bernie was on Fox News. He was on Fox and Friends this weekend and just crushed it. He's got a lot to talk about. And I want to talk to Bernie about this Trenton shooting. We have a lot to talk to Commissioner Kirk about. He'll be on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. Tony Danza, my friend who I love, one of the really most talented cats in the business, man. Tony is just the best. And, he's got this new upcoming Netflix series. He's got a great foundation, this big pal dinner he's going to tell you about. Tony Danza live on the show. Always proud to have Tony on on the show. Love Tony. So stay tuned. We got it all breaking it all down for you this morning, 9 after 6 o'clock. But it is going to go up to 95 degrees today in the city, which would tie a record set in 1929. That's when I was born. Wasn't I born then? With the humidity factored in, it could feel like 100. You know, it could feel like 100. 95, does it really matter? I'm reading here. It could feel, with the humidity factored in, it could feel like 100. It's 95. Do I have to worry about 5 more degrees, what it's going to feel like? They have to always make it the heat index. The heat index is worse. No, it's hot. So, and the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Seriously, kids in the car, your pets in the car, the elderly. It's where, look at this. Like I keep telling you, boom, here's the heat. You know, here it is. So it just comes on to us like this. That's the way the weather is these days. So please be careful. Please be careful because it's going to be very, very hot, and we worry about you. So FBI Director Christopher Wray, you're hearing about this all morning. I want to talk about all the local stuff, but this is the big national story. FBI Director Christopher Wray and Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz are expected to testify today before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Horowitz's bombshell report. I'm reading from Fox News here on the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's personal email server. So Horowitz's report released Thursday signaled out James Comey, former FBI director, for harsh criticism, referred 5 other bureau employees for potential disciplinary action. I like that they're being called. I mean, look, if they're going to do the Russian probe, you have to go here. You're going to do the Russian probe, you have to go here, and you know that, and you know that. So, as my Michael Goodwin, you have to check out our friend Michael Goodwin's got a great article. FBI, he goes, the FBI chief proves Washington as a vendetta against Donald Trump. So, we'll be watching out for that all day because, again, it's the Russia probe and then this whole immigration situation. You know, I don't know how to explain it to you because sometimes I try to, let me see, how can I formulate it and verbalize it in the morning? Because you see the way the news narrative is. You see how it happens, how it unfolds. But, and I'm trying, and forgive me if I don't explain this as good as I should, but I talk to you because you understand this. When they want to take down somebody, and I tell you, the Republicans do it to the Democrats and vice versa. And what's happening now, they're just trying to take the president down. That's all that this is about. And I say that objectively. If you even cannot stand the president, you got to admit, yeah, well, they got a little vendetta against the president, right? Does the president bring that on himself with his language, his bluster, with his demeanor? Maybe, but the fact that I'm saying is they're trying to take down this president at all cost. When the president keeps flying through and doing all these great things, whether you like him or not, and whether you agree with that or not, the fact of the matter is the president is doing a great job. Sorry, you got to deal with that. Now they're going to go after him because for some reason, God forbid, a president should do a great job. And it happened with, if I could think of something good that President Obama did, I would tell you. I can't really think, but if President Obama did something really good, you know, like, wow, that was great. And forgive me, I'm not being facetious, but I really can't think of one. The Republicans would go after Obama. It's just the way it happens. It's the way it happens in Washington because these people have nothing else to do. They have nothing else to do. They get into office. They go down. They get absorbed by the lobbyists. They get absorbed by the parties, the political parties. And that's all they do. They try to just take down who's in power. Have nothing to do with you or I. Nothing to do. Very, very hard. We have a handful of politicians that fight for us. Now you're seeing this whole immigration policy, how they're separating families who illegally cross into the border. And now I watch this story unfold, and if you weren't hip like you are, and I think you listen to the show because you are, I'm not patronizing you, you get it because that's why you're listening. You watch the story unfold. You watch the narrative of the news unfold, and you go, wait, and it's like a runaway train. It's like, You I want to grab and go, don't start with that. They start a story. I want to know who starts the story. You know what I mean? I don't know who gives these marching orders, you know, to the Attorney General in New York, for example, to go after the Trump Foundation, after Schneiderman embarrasses, attorney generals everywhere. They still continue with that ruse. And you and I go, well, how can that happen? You look at these stories that unfold. You know, as soon as the IG report comes out, the AG in New York goes after the Trump Foundation. And you and I go, well, what a surprise, right? But I guess there's people that believe that. Are there people out there that actually see that news and believe it? So with this immigration policy, I'm not buying any of it. I'm not buying it. Separate families. They separate families. And they go into, but whose fault is, isn't it the parents' fault who come into this country with their kids knowing what's going to happen? Don't they put their country at risk? And answer me this, please help me out here. And I put it out. You know me. Look, I'm a hopeless, you know, bleeding heart when it comes to children. You know that. I spoil my kids. I love my kids. And I understand if there's anything to do with children. But why don't they send the family and the kids right back to where they came from? And the question I have is, why doesn't that government take care of their own people? What, why, if they're coming from Honduras, why don't you send them back to Honduras? I'm just saying, this is just an objective question to you from a very confused guy who loves children. So if there's a problem and they're crossing the border, why don't our border, well, you know what? This is illegal. You have to be legal. And why don't you send the family with the whole kit and caboodle, the whole family, back to where they came from and let that country deal with it. And then go to the UN and go, why are these people leaving your country? Why is it always our fault? It's always our fault. You just send back. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this once. I'll tell you a thousand times. And my great-grandmother comes in here, and she's with her kid. She's with her kid, who was my grandmother. And they came from the Gulf of Salerno. They came over to Ellis Island. And my great-grandmother had an eye infection. I've told you this once. I'll tell you again a thousand times. They send my great-grandmother back to Italy. They send her back. Well, you got an eye infection. Done. What did they do? They send my grandmother at the time, 16 years old. Oh, you can go in. Did they separate that family? They sure as heck did. And do we complain about it as Italians? You're separating the family. They had people were here, took my grandmother in. They had the marriage set up. Well, I'm missing something here, and you have to explain it to me because maybe I'm just not bright enough to understand it. If family's going to come in, then you ship them back. And then answer me this, if you'd be so kind to do this. If there's 1+ million kids who are homeless in the United States of America, they can't have breakfasts. They live in hotels. You and I don't know the half of it. We are very, very fortunate. By the grace of God, you look at yesterday, Father's Day, how beautiful it was for most of us, right? There's children who don't have home. What about the veterans who are on the street? The United States veterans who fight in the United States military, who have created and kept our freedoms alive in the United States of America by putting their lives on the line. What do? We put them at the wayside. We can't get them decent medical care. The president is fighting tooth and nail to get decent medical care for the veterans. Yet, if you come into this country, you get free care. And then you cut. And there's, when you look at the numbers, if there's a couple thousand kids that are separated, that's too many. I understand it. But now you have some congressional Democrats going into prison saying, wait, well, you want to look at this. Hey, check out the homeless kids on the street. Check out a shooting in Trenton, New Jersey. Maybe you might want to concentrate on the citizens of the United States of America first. I cannot, in the name of God, understand how this narrative gets traction in the news. And shame on the news media that keeps it going. Don't buy it. Don't buy. Oh, and how do you argue with that, right? How do you argue with separating families? Donald Trump is separating families. How do you argue with that? That's what they do. They create the narrative, anti-Trump narrative, and we're supposed to go, yep, take that now. And I don't stop it. Pro Trump, pro this, pro that. Just stop it. It's none of that. It's objectively what's happening in Washington, D.C. And we're not stupid and we're not going to buy it. And if you want to take care of it, you send those children and you send them back to where they came from. And then why don't you start something within the UN? If the UN is, I don't know what the UN does. I really don't. But maybe they could go after Guatemala. They go after Honduras. They go after Mexico and these governments. Why are these people leaving this government? Leading the governments, and they're coming to us. I'm not buying any of that. And then the way the president can cut off the Democrats at their knees, and I think this is going to happen, you say, okay, we're not going to separate families anymore. That's what's going to happen. Because now Melania spoke out, concerned about the family. One of the great mothers I've ever seen in my life is Kellyanne Conway. What a beautiful person and a beautiful mom to her children. I'd love to see us. So I saw that firsthand. And she has concerns about separation of family. You know what? Then you know what? If you're not, if then you could just not separate the families. Cut the Democrats out the knees. They will take anything. They are the Democrats. And I'm talking about the very socialists in the Democratic Party are using children. They have no morals. They have they don't care. They will just, it's children, and they're going to use that, and we're supposed to buy that narrative, and we're not. We're not going to buy that. Hey, it's 19 after 6. I want to talk about, too, something very, in Jersey, in Mercer County. I was just with the Mercer County law enforcement officials. The authorities are investigating a shooting that left 22 people hurt at a New Jersey Arts Festival. Two of the suspects are identified. These creepy two kids. It's a gang violence down there. And just, Trenton has been doing such a great job keeping its crime down, starting with Mr. Doug Palmer, my friend, former mayor, and the police, all the Mercer County police officials and law enforcement officials doing such a great job down there in Trenton. But there's that gang situation. The gang situation, by the way, bled out of Trenton, started getting outside of Mercer County down there. But now, and my question is, why would you have a 24-hour arts festival? Does that not invite trouble? But we'll get into that, because that, of course, was the national news. I'm here to tell you that Trenton is doing considered what it was, it's really come a long way. But, of course, 22 people hurt just in this. It was an all-night arts festival. I just don't understand why they would leave an all-night festival open all night in an inner city anywhere. Doesn't that invite a gang violence? I'm just saying. 877-970-2999. I'm asking the questions. I know you got the answers. There's a lot to talk about. I just went through half of it. It's 621 right now. I want to take a break for traffic, and then we're going to talk to Frankie. We're going to talk to Al. We're going to talk to you about the great Dan Donovan rally that we had. Just a great rally that we had in Staten Island. I love you, Staten Island. I just want to embrace Staten Island. Debbie, good morning to you, my dear. How you doing this morning?
Hey, happy belated birthday. You had a nice day yesterday, a Father's Day. You got spoiled.
There's so much to get into, but I had, by the grace of God only, and I never take it for granted, and today, all day, I'm looking over my shoulder.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? Something good happened, you go, hey. But, and there were certainly so many more important issues. Best day ever.
Aww.
It was just the best day ever.
Good. And I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, it was like really wild how it happens, because you always were, okay, I got all the kids, and all, the angst I have, all the ancillary.
It's great, though. You have beautiful kids. And I love the picture of you and your dad that you posted, too.
Oh,
that
breaks
so
my heart.
Nice.
Everybody, if you're out there and you didn't have your dad for Father's Day, that ain't easy. That's not easy, So our hearts are with you, because you feel it. You feel it every day. But how did you go? You saw your dad. You hung out with your dad yesterday?
Yeah, I saw my dad. We had brunch together with a bunch of us were there. And then we went down to my brother's in the afternoon for another celebration. So it was like a continual celebration. It was fun. We had a great day.
Your family is so tight. They love to do Hames. 622, Deb, how we doing starting out? This is going to be such a hot day.
Oh, yeah.
All we need is traffic, and I know we got it out there.
Plenty of that already. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the Uptown A&D trains. It looks like you're local only, 59th Street up to 125th, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. Also, the Northern State Parkway west into Willis Ave. Watch for an accident there on the island. Traffic building on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down through the 140s and toward the 130s, right through the construction zone. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, pretty busy getting out towards Slauson Avenue, and also 440 northbound slowing down, getting up toward Arden Ave over on Staten Island. 17 southbound in toward 120, getting down through Woodridge. That's a broken water main. Couple of lanes blocked. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 10 to 15 in across the board. And taking a ride to the southbound thruway, building 14A, getting down toward 12, and then slowing down again at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Again, it looks like we're going to see a partly cloudy day today with a high of 91 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here to tell you how much I love my Harry's razor. I don't go anywhere without it. Harry's is able to provide you with an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. And they pass those savings directly on to you. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Order today using my promo code Piscopo or find Harry's in Walmart and Target stores. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. Offer just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer. harrys.com. Code Piscopo.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientists observed Subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline, available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, Subject A is intelligent. Maybe Subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 625 on AM 970. The Answer is what we are. By the way, AM970TheAnswer.com. You can get our app and get us around these fine United States and around the world. Rick Klein coming up at the 640. And also the former mayor, a great guy, and a guy who really turned Trenton around, Doug Palmer, will join us in the next hour to talk about that shooting down there in Trenton. 625 right now. May I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn? I get the nicest posts on Twitter at Jersey Joe, at JRZY. And I know you're not a Twitter person. Either am I. I really am. But we have my little tiny little Twitter army, and you're very, very kind. And people will tweet. And they will say, I was at Michael's of Brooklyn. Someone tweeted, and they'll show the food at Michael's of Brooklyn. I met Fred. Someone tweeted, I met Fred at Michael's of Brooklyn. I love you for that. Man, I just love you. It's so great. We invite you to go over to Michael's of Brooklyn. I keep telling you, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in America. Where is it? Where is it? It's in Brooklyn, New York, man. One of the 5 best Italian restaurants on Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn. Easy to get to. Fred is there. Marianne is there. Johnny's there. Michael himself is there. And they make the sauce that you see on the shelves or that you get from michaelsofbrooklyn.com or that you take right off the shelves, you take home like I always tell you about. They make it right there in Brooklyn on Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in the neighborhood. Now, you have a chance to go over there and experience one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. This is a great thing that I tell you about every morning. All right. And you know you love the sauce, the arrabbiata puttanesca, home-style gravy. Made right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You got to try it. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. You got to go to Mo's, baby. Start me up, making the boys. With Piscopo and the gang on AM 970, The Answer. I have to tell you, before I go to my guys here, I look at the cards the kids got me. And forgive me, this is our intimate hour where we can talk a little bit. And not this, it's not when I talk about me, if I say what happened to me, I say because I know you're feeling the exact same thing. We are together on this. We are together on this. And I'll tell you why in 2 seconds. But I have a card in front of me. If there ever was a dad who was strong and loving and always took good care of his family, he would be you. And if there ever was a daughter who loved her dad more than anything in the world, she would be me. How about that? Happy Father's Day from Olivia, Allie. And I had the most humbling day in my life because you think, and I'm telling you this because I know you go through it, you think the kids aren't there. You think they're not paying attention. They know. They know. And when you get through the angst, and I'm telling you this because I know we deal with it together, and the court says one thing, you go through a divorce, or if you're in a long-time marriage, and then, you know, it doesn't seem to be working out and you feel disrespected. The kids know. And thank God for hanging in there. You know how I always say, when I go through the angst and the upset and the obstacles that I have to go through and the disrespect and the harassment and the abuse, did I mention the money? The money, right? And you go through the same thing. You just do it. You just, like Sammy said, when I met Sammy, how he's so great on stage. I just do it, man. You got to just do it, man. You got to just do it. And then it came back. By the grace of God Almighty, it came back in such a big way yesterday. The kids were just like, and I'll tell you as I go along. I don't want to lay into it because I know if you don't have your dad, and I don't have my dad, I know that that is searing to your heart as well. So, but I'll tell you all the good things. And I just wanted to give you this positive piece of encouragement. If you're going through what I go through and you get taken advantage of, you get assaulted by the New Jersey family court system or the New York family court system, we are with you. We're all in this together. And just stay strong for the children because they know. Piscopo in the morning, five boroughs. I'll tell you what I, Frankie, good morning to you, my
good
friend.
Good morning, Ray. Joe. Hope you had a fun birthday. You absolutely killed it Saturday in Staten Island. Well done.
Well, it was great. And Al, thanks for showing
morning,
up.
Joe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no. No, we got out of the haircut.
When was Cthulhu?
This is exactly
calling
the conversation we're getting.
Calling out. I'd like to thank Al in the crowd. Okay, he's not here. Sorry, folks.
That's exactly how the conversation went down. Friday night, we drank to excess. Let's put it that way. So I was. Thank God I only had to walk across the street.
Of supporting a vital campaign that serves the great people of the great state of New York and the great borough of Staten Island.
Yeah.
Why would you show up when you could get drunk?
Right.
The night before?
I got,
I'm just saying.
Friday night.
I got it. I got it.
Friday night, I got bombed. And thankfully, I only had to stumble across the street. I woke up very late. I had to take my wife for her haircut. And then when we got out of there, we hadn't eaten breakfast yet. She looked at me. She goes, I am not going to the Hilton. I said, okay.
See, there it is.
That's
Frank,
it.
That was my opening. I did not use. I was going to say, I have to get a haircut. I can't really stay that long here at this event. So I have to tell you, we went to the Hilton. And by the way, one thing I did not get a chance to mention from the stage at the Hilton on Saturday afternoon was thank you to Richard and Lois Nakocha, who do a great job. They do such a, Frankie, that place, as I left, I want to get to the Dan Donovan rally that we had. We had such a great time. So as I left, I'm walking out and I'm getting in the car to go pick up Charlie. And there was a bride. There was a bride with the bridal party with the bride that was there about to go to the wedding. And they said, Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. They said, like that. And the bride goes, oh, hi, Joe. And I go, oh, hi. So I walk over, wish him all the best. Can we take a picture? I said, absolutely, on your wedding day. And we took a picture. Kristen was her name. And what a great family. And all the gals was there. It was the bridesmaids.
Tell me they asked you to sing at their wedding. Tell me, please.
Tell me you said to her, do you really want to go through with it?
I went through my mind, and no, they didn't ask me. Could you just do a song at my wedding?
Well, that would have been funny.
Show up. You know, I would have been there. I would have probably been there. But the point is, here the Nakochas have this huge, powerful rally with all these huge, and the international press was there covering Dan Donovan and Rudolph Giuliani and Congressman Peter King and everybody. And then they got a bride waiting. You know what I mean, Frankie? They're doing great over there.
Absolutely, they're great folks. They certainly work very hard. And you really nailed it. Like from the time that you brought these kids, including one kid that you know was a little sheepish on the stage to do the Pledge of Allegiance, to the way you kept the program moving, to the way that you clearly had very sincere remarks about Rudy Giuliani, Peter King, Dan Donovan, and everybody. But you didn't go on and on forever preaching to a group that already knew which candidate they were supporting. I thought you were obviously the perfect MC and a real highlight of the day. And that really made national news. I don't know if you saw, I was watching CNN yesterday. Yeah. They had your video, your picture up there with Rudy Giuliani because they're trying to, you know, claim that some of the things Giuliani said were a little out there. And so, they put your picture up there along with Dan Donovan. So I'm hoping the primary is only 8 days away. It's going to be very, very close. So I'm hoping that will make the difference.
You know, and Frank, I was just so proud of you, man, because when I came on the radio, and I have to always give a shout out to Phil Boyce, our programming guru, and certainly Mr. Crowley, the legend in broadcasting, they put us together. They put us together. So what do I do? I love radio. This is my degree. I've told you that before. I went to college for this, and I got addicted to it early on. And here I am. We've come full circle. I'll go on the radio. So I'm with Al and Debbie, having a great time. And then they put me with you over there politically. You're so attached into the scene in a good way, Frankie. That was great to see. That was your home. And it's like when I I go to Essex County. You know, that's like my home. And I know when I see all my guys, I see my mayor, Joe Alessi, and I see the county executive. Right? We go over there. You heard me and Steve Adubato go to Essex County. That's our county with Anthony Pope. But that's your home. You knew everybody and everything, and you were revered over there. And I love that.
Well, I don't know about revered. I certainly.
I thought revered.
Well,
I
thank you.
Revered. Al, you heard that. You heard me use the word revered.
No, you want to talk reverence. It was, you know, Dan Donovan's fiance not caring about any of these dignitaries that are on the stage, Rudy Giuliani, Peter King, running to get a picture with Joe Piscopo after the rally event.
You know what?
You want to talk reverence? Yeah. It's Joe Borelli's mom holding his son, trying to wrestle him to the stage in order to get a photo with you afterwards. You know
that it was so much. But you're right. Joe Borelli's beautiful mom was there. Joe was there. Joe's always great. I tell you, Serena, Congressman Donovan's gal, and the beautiful baby, they got the most beautiful little child. She's like almost three now, Frankie, right? Am I right?
Yeah, two and a half. May of 2015.
And we'll get into it now. Right. We'll move on now. But I have to tell you, it was such a love fest. And for Rudy to show up, and for Congressman King to show up, and Marty Golden was there, and Nicole Malliotakis was there, and certainly Joe Borelli showed up, and you know, and then all the county chairs, and Curtis was there. Everybody was, they did not have to be there. It was a hot, sunny, beautiful Saturday morning. But we feel that this election is the most vital, because you got to go even beyond June 26th. You have to go to November. You got to go to November and say you can't lose this, because you see them try to take the tenor of the sovereignty away. And if you play games, you go, well, you know, I like this guy. I'm going to put this guy. You can't play games with it. And then you got to look at the, and again, forgive me for making it a commercial for Dan, but Dan has done so much for the state in such a good way. He got in there last minute. He slept on a cot in his office, and he's done so many things and voted right along the lines of New Yorkers that I don't know that there's another choice. But that's just us. But the fact of the matter is, it was great. And then the end of the rally, and then we'll chat about this in the morning, and give us a call if you were there, and thank you for being there. The end of the rally, it was Congressman, and it was Serena and the beautiful baby. Was that that was such a beautiful picture, all waving. That's, I told the Congressman's guy, Ron, that's a picture you got to put in commercials everywhere, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful family, Frankie.
Oh, absolutely. Great, great folks. You know, again, maybe we could chat about this a bit later, but I think Giuliani made the point perfectly, is that, you know, for someone else, you know, that you're really putting this seat in jeopardy. And every seat that the Democrats take, it makes it much more likely that Nancy Pelosi is going to be Speaker,
exactly,
and that
right.
they're going to continue this relentless persecution of Donald Trump, forgetting about any legislative agenda that he's going to try and pursue. They're going to try to impeach him, you know? So I don't understand why they would take someone that's a surefire winner for the Republicans in November and put that in jeopardy, but, you know, by putting someone that is certainly not a surefire winner in the general election.
Well, thank you, Frankie, for putting that together. And thank you. Have my sunglasses. You have my sunglass case? You have my sunglass case? Because I was in the car and I took everything. I had Charlie with me. I took everything out. I always forget to take care of myself. I left in the car that took us home my sunglass case. And that
I have it.
Thank you very much. By the way, the driver, and then we'll go into real news, but the driver, his name was Moose. So I said, Moose, how are you, man? He goes, oh, look. And after I took that picture with that beautiful bride outside of the Hilton, Moose says to me, guys, Al, Frank, listen to what I'm telling you. He goes like this. He goes, hey, yep, I'm on my sixth wife. Boom!
Oh, my driver. Goodness.
I said, Moose. You can imagine the conversation we had. So it was the six times this guy's been married. And I go, well, it's nice. I say to Moose, my driver, it's nice that you finally met somebody that this is the one. He goes like this. This is not the one. He goes like that with his current wife. This guy, I tell you, he could write a book, Moose. So thank you, Moose, wherever you are. And thank you, Frankie. It was a great night. 877-970-2999. A great day, actually. Hey, Rick Klein is standing by, but we're going to jump to Big Al Gattula right now. He's got the headline news right for you now, live and local on this Monday. Look at this already, June 18th. Live and local with Al Gattula on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Members of Congress from New York and New Jersey getting a firsthand look at an ICE detention center in New Jersey where immigrants were separated from their families. The Democrats included Gerald Nadler, Adriano Espiot, Hakeem Jeffries, Carolyn Malone, and Frank Pallone Jr. made the surprise Father's Day visit to the Elizabeth Contract Detention Facility. Jeffries tweeted that they were first denied admission by ICE but were later let in an hour later. The visit was also marked by protests by dozens of people outside the detention center. A 33-year-old man fatally shot by police in a burst of violence at a Trenton Arts Festival is being identified. The Mercer County prosecutor says Tahaja Wells was killed by police after allegedly exchanging fire with other suspects in a possible gang-related melee that injured 22 people yesterday. A suspect named Amir Armstrong was arrested at the scene on alleged weapons charges, and others are believed to remain at large. Four people have been hospitalized due to incident-related injuries, two of which are also considered suspects. In sports, bless you, Frank, the Yankees, they lost to the Rays 3-1. The Mets rallied in the ninth inning to beat the Diamondbacks 5-3. And Brooks Koepka, the winner of the U.S. Open for the second straight year, he carded a 2-under-68 in Sunday's final round at Shinnecock Hills to win the tournament at 1-over-par. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Uptown A and D trains, local only, 59th to 125th. Let's see what's happening at the Hudson River crossings this morning. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 25, Holland about 15, 287 northbound exit 59 into Franklin Lakes. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer. 17 southbound getting down toward 120 in toward Woodridge. A broken water main. Couple of lanes remain blocked heading through that stretch as well. Traffic is building on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, slowing down into Slauson Avenue. And you're also moving slowly here, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Grand Central Parkway westbound, right at Union Turnpike, a collision. And watch for slowdowns over at the Whitestone Bridge, getting into Queens with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today, but a high going up to a steamy 91 degrees. Tomorrow morning, clouds, then sunshine tomorrow with a high of 90. And it looks like you're going to see some partly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
641, Rick Klein coming up momentarily. Wanted to tell you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 96 years. 96 years Parian and Sons has been there. They are real jewelers. They service, they repair, they restore. You could bring in your old jewelry, like I did, to Glenn Parian and pick it up looking like new. If you're getting engaged, Parian and Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. You know that. You hear me tell you this every morning. They offer a famous diamond buyback guarantee. I'm just saying. Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Glenn is there. Maria, Debbie, Katie. Glenn Parian walked me through it, helping out, getting all my old jewelry looking like brand spanking new, and could do the same for you. And check out all the stones, all the beautiful diamonds at Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParianDiamonds.com.
When Donald Trump was in the fight of his life against Hillary Clinton, Michael Grimm stayed silent. He never even voted for him. But just like Hillary, Grimm voted for bad trade deals, funding Planned Parenthood, and against border wall funding. No wonder Michael Grimm was ranked the third most liberal Republican in Congress. Grimm never backed Donald Trump. Don't believe Grimm's lies. They landed him in prison. Why trust him now? Dan Donovan stands with President Trump, and he has the full endorsement of Donald Trump. Together, Donovan and Trump are fighting Obama's bad trade deals, building a wall, and deporting dangerous illegal immigrant gang members. Dan Donovan always puts the people of Staten Island and South Brooklyn first. We can trust Dan Donovan. Dan Donovan, endorsed by Donald Trump.
I'm Dan Donovan, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Dan Donovan for Congress.
6:43 with Joe on the radio. Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love, starring Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe, Angelina Fiordalisi, and Taylor Harvey. Through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee, First Love follows a couple in their 60s as they meet and fall in love for the first time in their lives. They yearn to grow closer, but will they sabotage their last chance for love? Are you talking to me over here? Are you talking to me? Under the direction of Kim Wield, First Love is playing a very limited engagement through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York. It will only be around through July 8th. Sometimes in your life, you get one chance. Don't miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater will only be around for a short while. So your First Love tickets are waiting for you at the Cherry Lane Theater, cherrylanetheater.org. That is cherrylanetheater.org.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Rick Klein is the political director for ABC News. This is a great guy, a very smart guy from Long Island. Rick, thanks for joining us this early in the morning, my friend. How you doing? A good Father's Day, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Joe, man. Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Did you have fun? Did the kids make breakfast in bed? Could you tell us a quick Father's Day story? You're a great dad.
They got me a bourbon glass. I guess Laney really got the birdie bourbon glass, but it had a great stain from Spaceballs on it. Evil always triumphs because good is dumb.
From Steve from Mel Brooks. That's great. Yeah. a bourbon. Might I ask, Rick Klein, can we divulge this on the airways? Just between you and I. Early morning. So a little bourbon every now and then, Mr. Klein?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big into the brown liquors. Give me Buffalo Trace, Eagle Rare. Oh, yeah. I'm in a good place.
Angel's Envy? Angel's Envy.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Got it right here in my kitchen.
This is a must, Rick. I will get the politics. You are invited. I'm formally inviting you over the air to come join us when you're in New York, because Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, lives for it. Intravenously in his veins. He's got the Angel's Envy.
I love it.
Yeah. So really, Rick, so happy Father's Day, Rick. Rick, there seems to be a lot of misinformation over the separation policy. To be clear, what is exactly happening at the border now, Rick Klein?
Well, so look, for years, people have come, they've tried to cross illegally, either seeking asylum or generally just illegally crossing, and they get stopped. And the policy for a while had been while you're waiting adjudication, let the person out and give them a local contact. Obviously, Trump didn't like that policy, so he said, I'm going to actually detain you and zero tolerance. We're going to prosecute everyone who tries to come across illegally. Separate from that, there is a decades-old court decision that says you actually can't detain children in such situations. So the result of that policy is separating kids from their parents when they try to cross illegally, a claim of asylum, or just an illegal crossing. And it's been described as a deterrent. Jeff Sessions has been very prominent in saying, if you don't want your kids separated from you, don't cross the border illegally. Don't bring your kid when you're doing it. But it has resulted in a situation where now there's some 2,000 of these kids who are held up at detention centers. We were out, ABC was out at one of an old Walmart in Brownsville, Texas. And these kids have no conception of when they're going to see their parents again. And it's now stuck in a political stalemate where the president is claiming, I believe incorrectly, that this is a Democrat-passed law that's forcing him to do this. We've heard even some Republicans say, you could stop doing this with the snap of your fingers. It's the result of a policy choice that your administration made.
Is this something new? Am I missing something here? Is this new, or is this was initiated, you're saying, by the Trump administration?
It was initiated by the Trump administration in the spring. And they touted it at the time and said the zero tolerance effect, they said, would have a deterrent effect. Stephen Miller gave an interview recently where he said it was a pretty simple choice. We had Steve Bannon on this week. Yesterday, John Carl interviewed him, and he said, look, it's very simple, doesn't even need justification. Zero tolerance means zero tolerance, and that means you got to do something with these kids, being separated from their parents. The backlash, though, has been fierce. As you've seen, members of Congress, starting with Democrats, now some Republicans. Laura Bush had an op-ed overnight saying that this policy had to change, and then a really strange statement from Mrs. Trump, from the First Lady of the United States, Melania, saying that, yes, we should support the laws, but She also believes that we need to be compassionate and that she'd like to see this change. That was a pretty stark statement, and I think a signal is just where this is going. It's, you're seeing a growing momentum to try to reverse this policy or at least lessen its impact.
Yeah, and you know, Rick, we talked about it. I opened the show with that this morning, how the narrative now is that, is, oh, Donald Trump's separating family. What about the 1 million plus children who are homeless in the streets? What about the veterans that are on the streets? You know, and why don't these Democratic Congress people who went into the prison in Jersey, why don't they try to help that? Am I missing something here, Rick?
Well, I think it's a function of the news cycle, and Donald Trump knows news better than anyone, better than myself. I think I've told you that before, Joe.
Yeah.
And this is a moment that's hit in the news cycle. This has been going on for some time, and you're right, there's other crises in this country, but to see the fresh pictures come in of these kids, some of them very young, taken away from their parents, no sense of when that they might be reunited, even if they're treated very humanely and fed and given exercise and things to do. It just is it's a shocking thing for a lot of people as they realize this is happening on American soil by virtue of policy of the United States government. And look, it's the policy. It's the legal policy. The Trump administration maintains this is the way to actually follow the law. They're going to have to fight that out in the court of public opinion. The president has indicated so far he thinks it's leverage in negotiations over other things. Other people think that's not a good idea, but ultimately they'll have to defend it in that way, just like anything else in politics.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I said, why don't they just send the whole family and together back to where they came from,
right?
If anything? I have a feeling, and Rick, what is your instinct? Because you really have a great instinct, you being down right there in D.C. I think the president will change his policy quickly, don't you?
Yeah, so it's a couple of different moving pieces. There are a series of pieces of legislation that are coming up for votes this week. I don't expect any of them to pass. If one of them were to pass, one in particular would change this policy outright and say that while you'd be detained with the kids and the parents together, it's kind of setting up mini camps for them to be together. But if that fails, then it's going to be back on the president. And either he pushes a standalone piece of legislation or he just changes the policy, which he could change the policy. You know, he's been saying, interesting to pick this up, I think, he's been saying this is a result of Democrat policies and they need to change the law. Republicans in Congress aren't saying the same thing. They're saying, we need to fix it, we need to fix it, we need to fix it. Several of them are saying he could fix it if he wanted to. If he doesn't, then we have to do it via a legal change. So I do think you're seeing a lot of signs that would point in the direction that you're talking about, that ultimately this is not sustainable and this is not something people want to see happen on American soil.
Yeah, Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, before we let you go, pretty wild. You had Steve Bannon on ABC's This Week on Sunday. Did he call, does he reach out to you guys, if we can ask, Rick?
Sure. He's someone that we've wanted to interview on the Sunday show for a long time, and he said no for a very long time. He said yes this week, I think because the events of the last week, the imposition of the tariffs, the fight over immigration, the outreach to North Korea, I feel like he feels like this was a moment to take a victory lap, that this was Bannonism as he defined it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, a lot of storylines coming together. And I also think he wants to reemerge in time for the midterms. He's talking about doing a pro-Trump series of ads during the 18th cycle, just talking about Trump, but hoping that other candidates use that to kind of run behind that banner.
Yeah, and what do you hear about Chris Wray in the Senate Judiciary Committee today with Horowitz, correct?
Yeah, and I think a lot of tough questions for them, particularly about the conclusions. I think Republicans were very happy to learn about the text messages and a lot of the details and the criticism of Comey, but some of them had their nose out of joint when they said, when they saw down in black and white, them say, well, there was no sign of any kind of political animus, any political bias playing out. Republicans are saying, that's exactly what we saw here. Or why wouldn't you go that far? What evidence did you have to suggest that wasn't the case? And as for Ray, I mean, he's got to now clean up an FBI. He's got to take an FBI that's been just brutally battered by all these allegations and the involvement in politics for the last couple of years and start to rebuild it. And the president has confidence in him by all accounts, but it's going to be quite a task.
Rick, we always appreciate your time, and God bless. Happy Father's Day to you. Our very, very best to your family on Long Island. And when you're in New York, man, you have got to come. I'm telling you, you and our producer, Frankie Farbrose, are going to have a lot to talk about. So
we'll do a tasting.
Rick, always appreciate it. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Okay, Rick Klein right there. Episcopo in the morning. It's 6:53 right now. 877-970-2999. We're going to come right back in a second. I want to talk to Frankie about Angel's Envy and Rick Klein. See, Frank knows what he's doing. Frank knows what he's doing. We'll take a break. We're coming right back at you.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappell and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and building clouds today, hot and humid. The high near the record of 95, but it'll feel like it's at or above 100 this afternoon. And then we'll get a shower, thunderstorm moving in tonight, but it's going to be a warm, muggy night with a low of 76. We'll have a few showers around tomorrow morning, and then it clears out, lower humidity, still warms into the upper 80s. And then Wednesday, we'll start with some sun in the morning, then it clouds up, rain moves in late in the day. But Wednesday looks pretty comfortable with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Maggie Johnson, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Maggie. 5 before 7, 6:55 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe on the radio telling you about France Touch of Class. This is where you want to have your event. Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, birthday, anniversary. You could have it on a luxury private yacht. Fran has beautiful vessels in her fleet, which can accommodate from 2 to 1,000 people. And you could board at locations all around the metropolitan area. Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. You can go to FransTouchOfClass.com. See the range of yachts in her fleet. They give her a call and find out about the options. We love it. We love France Touch of Class. By the way, here's a special opportunity just for you. This is aboard our favorite yacht, the Atlantis. July 4th, right? View the fireworks on the East River on an unforgettable dinner cruise with premium food and accommodations. Tickets are just $225. Call Francesca to learn more. We love France Touch of Class. She will give you personal detail, tell you about the cuisine, tell you about the great captain. This is a great staff. This is a great corporate event. In my mind, we love going on the Atlantis and always, always having so much fun with France Touch of Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or FransTouchOfClass.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's what I like about you. Let that go, Al. Let's get this morning started. Here we go. Hey! Love having you with us. 95 degrees today. Are you kidding me? 95. This is going to be, I love the heat. Yesterday it was so hot. It was, and I just loved it. Bring it on. Bring on the heat. I don't even know. I think it's my Mediterranean blood, whatever it is. But I absolutely love it. So it's going to be hot like that today. The thing you got to worry about is certainly kids in the cars, please, you know, the elderly. And just make sure everybody's cool, because it's going to be one of those days. And especially when it's in the city like New York, we worry about you. Hey, coming up next hour is going to be Doug Palmer. Doug is a friend, a longtime friend. He is a great guy. He is the former mayor of Trenton, New Jersey. I can't stand when it's an area that I see being cleaned up the way Doug Palmer cleaned up Trenton, New Jersey, you know? And then you always hear about one bad thing, right? And then it's on the national news. As a Jersey guy, I always feel like I have to step up and say, look, it's not all like that. There's great progress in the city of Trenton. But unfortunately, there was that shooting at that all-night art show. Why would there be an all-night art show in an inner city? Does does that not lead to gang violence? Just saying. Doug Palmer will break it down for us, former mayor of Trenton and actually the first African-American mayor of Trenton, New Jersey. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, we want to hear from Bernie. Bernie was on Fox and Friends this weekend. It was riveting. It was telling. You do not want to miss what Bernie Kerik has to say this morning about the DOJ, about the Trenton shooting, about the Mueller probe, this IG report, Christopher Wray, Horowitz, before a hearing in D.C. today. You can't make this up, what's going on. Hey, Tony Danza in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Tony. How much do you love Tony Danza? He's got a new Netflix series called The Good Cop. He's got a pal dinner. He's going to tell you about how he is helping children in New York, New York. Piscopo in the morning. You can call anytime. It's 877-970-2999. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Debbie is here. And we are coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.